Okay, hope everybody had a wonderful day. We begin the fourth perek, Hamevi Chadayayin Mimakom Lemakom. Perek Hamevi. So a person is bringing jugs of wine, perfectly legitimate in the context of Yontif, from place to place. You still have to be sensitive, as we say, Av Shemilsa, to Uvdu Decholo, Yuvim Besalu Vekupa. You shouldn't bring them in a regular basket or in a box, a regular casing. Avon maybe Hu Aksefo Lefanav. We could carry one or two at a time on his shoulder. Everybody sees that this isn't for commerce purposes. The person isn't trying to bring them to a marketplace to sell them. The person is bringing them for private purposes. Likewise with straw, lo yavshel sakupa lachorav, to carry it in the normal fashion. The chol aval mevia hu biyado, but bring it in your hands. Everybody can appreciate what it is that you're bringing the straw for. Maschilin barema sateven. Avalo be'etzim shebemoksa. Different interpretations here, machlokas between the Rambam and the Bar Tanura, but the Bar Tanura assumes the following. Says, maschilin be'arema sateven afshalo zimna mibod yom v'lohe ragil ahasik mimena delesle lahay tana moksa. That we're going like the Tana of Reb Shimon, like the Shita of Reb Shimon, that there is no din of moksa. So you start with the arema sateven because everybody has in mind that they're going to presumably need straw, but not the Eitzim Shebemokta. That was a place that was, as the Bar Tanura explains, Sha'achore Habatim, and it was called the Mokta because it was behind the house. It was sort of a holding area. And people would very infrequently go in there to get these you know, pieces of wood for purposes of fuel. And the Bar Tanura goes on to explain. I'll share the Rambam's view in a second. V'hana chaytzim da'ari b'huhacha hein korus gedolo shel arazim ha'omdos lebinyan. They were very large beams. And even though Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of the normal principles of mukta, I mean hamuchan, this is what we call a different category of mukta, machmas chesron kis. That these are special in the sense that they're very, very expensive because they could use for premium building, and therefore, even Reb Shimon is going to agree that these are going to be off limits. The Rambam disagrees. He assumes that the Mishnah is not going aliba the Reb Shimon, but aliba the Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, who do have the idea of Muktzah in a general sense. So the problem with the Eitzim Sheba Muktzah, as opposed to the Arema Sateven, was that people didn't think about using those, not so much because of Muktzah Machmas Chasron Kis, but because of the particular alignment that they had of Ben HaKotzim, the Rambam writes about between the thorns, so nobody had in mind to go in there, as opposed to just regular Teben, which everybody had das on, that if I'll need it over the course of Yontif, I'll go in there and get it. Einot l'neitzim in ha-sukkah. We're not talking about, this is the second Mishnah, we're not talking about the sukkah on Yontif. Chag ha-sukkos tasa l'chashiva as-yamim. The sukkah has a din of hektish, like a chagiga. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about whether it's Shavuos or on Pesach, we can't take boards out of a kind of a hut that was built. Again, Shalod L'Shem Mitzvah, because that's Stiras HaBinyan. That's distractive. Elamina Samachua, but you're allowed to take it from the surrounding environs. So you can bring in wood that you're going to need for purposes, let's say, of Ochal Nefesh, as the case may be. If you're bringing in from the field, it should be mechunas, it should be gathered together. The karpef, which we're going to have to define in a second, the karpef is a very important halacha for purposes of Erov and other such things. So it says if it's a karpef area, which we'll define in a second, even if it's scattered. So ezo karpef, kol shesamach li'ir de Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's an area which is in the immediate proximity of the city. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol shenichnasim labebotachas. It's a guarded area, you need a key to get in. It's not necessarily Karov or Samach Le'ir, it's within 2,000 Amos, which is the Shir D'Rabbanan. So the Karpef is considered to be a zone which by its very nature is Minamuchan. Therefore, we have a kind of a kula, we have a dispensation when it comes to the Karpef. If we're taking our Teben or the Eitzim, the wood out of there, the entire environment, the entire area is considered Minamuchan, as opposed to a Sadeh, so any kind of far-flung field. So there, again, leaving aside issues of the tchum, only if the wood has been piled together, Meir of Yontif, only if it's mina mechunas, otherwise there's no claim, there's no veritable claim that you can claim that you thought that you were going to be able to use this over the course of Yantif. Again, so just to summarize and distill the critical points, you said people who are legitimately carrying things on Yantif have to do so in such a way that it's not a zilzul in Yantif, it's not a nubta techol, it has to be carried in a different fashion altogether. According to the Bar Tanura, the end of the Mishnah said that even Rabbi Shimon, who doesn't hold of mukta in general, still recognizes mukta machmas chasrun kis, the things that are very, very expensive, you're not going to touch them for fear of breaking them. And then the third and final point is that not all firewood, let's say, is created equal. And when it comes to the firewood, it matters a lot where you're getting it from. You're getting it from any field, so then it has to have been gathered together before, mina mechunas, if it's mina karpe, if an area which is considered secure, either because it's close to the city, or because it's under lock and key, or both, as we require the halacha, so then one can bring the wood in from any place in that general karpe location.